Well, it's the day after Easter, Reed Martin, and we have, I guess, we don't really have a rebirth here, do we, to announce? Is the birth of a new show a rebirth or the birth of something coming, something foretold?
Yes, something is on the way.
Something is a show will be rising in the east.
And I think shepherds will come to attend it.
And flocks.
But you will not see three wise men in it.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 229, Our Christmas Show.
We've been talking about it for months in-house. People have sort of requested it for years, maybe a couple of years. They've been, people.
Certainly minutes.
Minutes, literally minutes. But now Merrimack Rep has announced it, so it is official. Our next stage show, I guess our eighth, Reduced Shakespeare Company's eighth stage show, will be a Christmas show.
Yes, Christmas Abridged.
Complete Christmas Abridged, which we're hedging on the title because we're not exactly sure of what the final title is going to be.
So if anyone has any ideas, suggestions, we have one in mind that's our working title and is probably going to end up being our title. But
that's my guess is that it will be The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged.
Yes.
Although was it our agent or one of our agent's assistants who suggested The Ultimate Christmas Show Special Hanukkah Edition?
Yes, which is very funny, but I mean, we will touch on all the midwinter holidays, but to call it Special Hanukkah Edition, I think, would be a little misleading.
Well, and we had talked about it, the Greater Tuna guys have a Christmas. The Late Night Catechism gal has a Christmas show.
Charles Dickens wrote a Christmas show.
Charles Dickens wrote a Christmas show and toured it all over.
Everywhere.
Everybody's toured a Christmas show. Tchaikovsky wrote a Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
The tradition of pantos in the UK,
which
is,
we'll
definitely be touching upon. I thought, is this something that's really weighty enough for us to take our reductive minds to?
I think it is. There are so many traditions, and people feel so deeply about Christmas, positively and negatively, that it. And as we've started to write it, and we've read a couple times, done some readings of sketches we've written, and it definitely feels like there's a lot of material there to be mined.
Oh, for sure. I mean, again, it's going to be a little bit like the Bible show, but less so. In the Bible show, we consciously treaded lightly on
God.
On
Is that right?
Yes, that's what it was.
Treadest.
We treadest.
Yeah.
Lightly. We trod lightly on people's religions, and I think we'll do the same thing here. But I think this feels like we don't have to be quite so careful. I mean, I think any Christmas show has to be heartwarming, even one of ours.
Yeah, well, and Christmas isn't just for Christians anymore.
As we've said.
Yes.
And in fact, we have our Christmas CD that we did in the mid-90s, and it's sort of interesting going back to that to see how we covered Christmas 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
15, 16 years ago, and what, if anything, can we steal and repurpose?
Exactly.
What can we re-gift?
Yes, that's right. The present we have, we'll rewrap it and make sure we cross out the old name on the card.
Well, and it'll be a compilation. It'll be not a hodgepodge, but it'll be a compilation of many midwinter traditions, which seems to be in the spirit of the Christmas holiday itself.
Well, yeah, people get their panties all in a bunch, you know. Well, you know, Christmas is, you know, it's Christians. Well, except that the Christians use the same holiday that the pagans were celebrating.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Ramadan and
mm-hmm.
winter solstice for the pagans. And so, yeah, we'll touch upon all of those.
There's a little something for everything.
Yeah.
And, and one of the other hesitations we had about doing a Christmas show was that it will require, on our part, the same amount of preparation and time and pre-production and expense to create this new show, and yet we won't be able to tour it year-round.
No, that's always been the catch, is that, yes, all those things you just said, except normally when we make a new show, then we can, there's been built up demand for a new show. After a few years, we make a new show, and then we can tour it heavily for 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And the trick with the Christmas show, as you say, is, well, what do? We spend all this time and money, but there's about 6 weeks of the year where we can do it. So that's why we're doing it. This is about as fast as we've ever put two shows together. The sports show followed the next calendar year by a new show, but it's the Christmas show. So we're kind of in our sort of show creation schedule, we're sort of squeezing it in between two shows. Not that there isn't enough time to do it. Normally we take a break every year or two and we're not working on a new show. We're just touring what we have. So we just went right to work on the Christmas show as soon as the sports show was ready.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So this will be our 8th stage show, and we have an idea for what the 9th stage show would be, but that's a year or two away at least. And you're right. Kind of slotting this Christmas show in there is a good way to fill that hiatus year.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I think, and then we'll follow with sort of on our what you would say our normal schedule, about 2 or 3 years after the sports show, we'll do another show, but we're doing the Christmas show right away.
Well, and our agents are very excited about it. Many of the venues that we have perform at with some regularity, we've kind of thrown this idea past them, and they all seem to be very excited about it. We talked about calling it maybe we should call it the winter holiday, something about winter holidays, et cetera. But everybody seemed convinced that no, you've got to have Christmas in the title.
Christmas, all the people who book us say you got to get Christmas in the title. Christmas is what sells. Put in it whatever you want, but the title has to have Christmas in it.
Well, and the success of the sports show development process was so strong. I think you and I both felt that that really worked. Let's do it again. There was a lot of excitement as soon as the sports show premiered. We both kind of went, that worked really well. Let's do it again. What else could we do?
Yeah. And so I think we were still in Massachusetts premiering the sports show. And you and I talked to Jane, and then you and I talked and said, okay, well, let's do it.
Let's do it. Well, and Massachusetts, I mean, let's recap the development process. You and I wrote the sports script. Kind of 18 months ago, and started rehearsing it almost a year ago right now, sort of April of 2010. Mm-hmm. We started rehearsing it at this tiny, tiny, tiny little theater, Sonoma County Rep. They kind of reached out to us and said, we'd like to do something with you guys, and we said, well, we have this new script, and they did it as a non-reduced Shakespeare Company production, but it gave you and I the freedom to direct the show and write it and make changes to it and see how the piece was actually working in rehearsal and in performance without having to be the actors in it learning all the lines and without having you and I, along with Jane and Allie, to be the producers of the script as well. So of our 4 regular hats, we only had to wear 2 of them and we could focus on the creative aspect of just constructing the script.
Yes, without worrying about producing it and acting in it.
Yeah.
And so then, and we were all very pleased with the way that went. And so we said, Christmas. So I contacted Sonoma County Rep, and they've been going through some financial struggles and I think are trying to reorganize like so many theaters. But Jennifer King, who was involved at Sonoma County Rep and is also the head of the theater department at Napa Valley College, where I teach, said, well, we would like to do this. And so we're going to do the same process, actually, with 2 of the 3 same actors from the sports show at Sonoma County Rep over at Napa. What are they calling it now? The Napa Valley Conservatory Theater at Napa Valley College.
The NVCT.
Yes, the world-renowned.
The world-renowned NVCT. And Charles Towers, the artistic director from Merrimack Repertory Theater, old friend of ours, and who just signed on as of this morning. They announced that Charles has signed on through the 2015 season at Merrimack Repertory Theater.
Yeah.
He came out to Sonoma County Rep and saw the sports show in that original production, was very happy with it, did not, I don't think he gave us any notes at all on what to change. And so he, when we mentioned the Christmas show to him, he was delighted, and they slotted it in. So we are going to be the holiday show at Merrimack Repertory Theater this December of 2011. And really, the only dictate he's made to us, and it wasn't even a dictate, it was kind of a plea: you're going to make it heartwarming, right?
Right. Which is funny, because I think, I don't know, there may be one or two. I guess the America show isn't heartwarming. I guess it's skeptical. But I think every other show is very, very heartwarming and a celebration of the subject matter.
I agree. I think all of our shows are heartwarming. They're irreverent, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think still that moment where, you know, Adam Long, Matt Croak, Matt Ribby, Dominic Conti all say, you know, the what a piece of work speech in the Shakespeare show, the original complete works of William Shakespeare abridged. That's one of the most moving moments in all of theater, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and I think the Easter Bunny moment in the Bible show has a similar feel when all is said and done.
Yes. No. And I just want to give you a heads up right now. You've not heard this before, but I have plans for that Easter Bunny costume.
Oh, okay. Does it have to do with the show or something you and Dee are up to?
Ooh, both, now that you mention it.
Hi, this is Brian Gallivan, a.k.a. the Sassy Gay Friend. What are you doing? You're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, you stupid bitch.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Mayday, mayday, this Sunday, May 1st, you can see us live on stage for free at the LA Times Festival of Books on the USC campus here in Los Angeles. After that, you can see us in 12 cities in New Zealand, then San Jose, California for a week, and Washington, D.C. for 5 weeks. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
We just did the sports show in Batavia, Illinois, and hooked up with our old friends Matt Croak, obviously, and also Brad Baldiff, who produced our America Show DVD. And I was struck by their notes about their comments, their reactions to the sports show, saying how impressed they were, particularly Croak, how impressed they were with the moments of quiet that we have in the sports show. And the moments of, I think, sort of character, either reflection or epiphany, which was not a conscious intention on our parts, I don't think, in the sports show. But it strikes me that something that could be very those kinds of moments could be very, very useful and powerful in a Christmas show.
Yeah, well, I remember early on that we said, oh, well, wait a minute. I think two of us had moments where we broke down in tears in the sports show. And we said, well, we need to give the third person that too. Yeah. And we said, well, that was definitely a first.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, no, we were there. But it seemed totally right for a sports show, which for the subject of sports, which is so emotional. Sports are the one thing that'll make a grown man cry. You know, so it seemed funny to lampoon that notion. It also seems like sports has just a little bit of music in there, and that any Christmas show has to have a little bit of music in there. But I think the trick is to have just a little bit.
Yes, leave them wanting more.
Yes.
The Millennium Show left them wanting just a little bit less.
Yes, nobody after the Millennium Show or after the Bible Show came up to us and said, you know what, you guys should sing more.
Yes.
But after the sports show, they always come up and say, you guys should sing more. And that tells me that we're singing just the right amount.
That's exactly right. Now, would you say right now, I guess we probably have around 10 sketches? 10 or 12 sketches that we've read, some of which we'll end up keeping, some of which we won't.
Yeah, we have about 10 or 12 sketches. I have about I have 10 or 12 sketches. I have about 4 or 5 conscious sketches in my head But two of which, for me to write a sketch, I kind of always have to have in my head where what the end of the sketch is going to be, where I think it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, two of the sketches I have in my head are both ending up in the same place.
Oh, that's no good.
That's no good. So I'm not quite sure how that.
The place is Cleveland, and that's really no good.
Really not good.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of curious as to see. Well, I have to sit down and write and see actually where the sketches want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because sketches form their own life, as we discover, and sometimes, like in the case of that, the cliche, the coach's cliches scene in the sports show, you know, that was a combination of a list of cliches that you had and a bad coach's monologue that I had, and we put it together to make it into a scene. And I suspect that will happen a lot.
Well, that will definitely happen. That happens with all the shows, doesn't it? That starts as one thing and goes off in a different direction, and then another element is added, and then suddenly, oh, that's what it should have been all along.
Well, and I think this is what I was going to say earlier. You know, as we've read the sketches, both you and I independently, and now as we've talked about it a little more consciously, are developing the through lines for each of our characters. And I think those through lines for our characters are so important. And I think that those emotional character through lines, as slim and reduced as they are for our shows, is what keeps our shows from being just sketch shows.
Yeah.
And makes them more like quote-unquote plays.
Yeah,
makes them more playable, and one of the things that, you know, you and I have both noticed over the years is that, you know, we have the reduced Shakespeare Company as a Google alert, and the company name will come up in reviews of other shows, and there have been at least two or three Christmas shows that other people have written that have been compared to the reduced Shakespeare Company in the reviews.
To which we replied, "Why not us?
Why not us? Indeed, why not us?" And so I know I'm going to check those out a little bit because I want to make sure. Wait, how inspired are they by us? How
inspired but not actionable?
Yes, inspired but not actionable. And also, you know, Christmas is such well-traveled territory. You and I have different opinions about this, but I always like to make sure. Jesus, I don't want to write a sketch that somebody else has written.
Right. So you like to read all the different Christmas shows.
Yeah.
And I sort of like to do the opposite. I don't want to have read something and then think it was my idea and do it. And so we come at it from two different angles, which is actually good.
Right. It is good. And I think having at least one of us kind of knowing what's out there keeps us honest, because then if we write a sketch and one of us can go, yeah, you know, this was really funny when Stephen Colbert did it, for instance.
Right. Right.
You know, oh, shoot. Damn. He got to that well before us. Well, Reed Martin, we're just about out of time for this week's episode of the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. I think the only thing left to say is Happy Easter and
ho, ho, ho.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your suggested titles for our Christmas show via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews at our podcast page on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, King of the Jews Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Femke Dolleman. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Brian Gallivan, a.k.a. the Sassy Gay Friend, who I'll be speaking with next week on the RSE podcast. If you haven't checked him out already, go to YouTube and search for Sassy Gay Friend. You'll be glad you did. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 229/687 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I have a funny story. I was teaching my improvisation class over at Napa Valley College on Monday, and we were on break, and one of the students said, "Oh, it looks like they're rehearsing the complete works of William Shakespeare over in the dance studio." So I look in, and there is our cast, who are going to be in our Christmas show. The three of them are doing the Shakespeare show this summer over in Sebastopol at Napa. And
really?
So there was a window in the door, and I just stood there and sort of shook my head for about 30 seconds until they saw me, and then they all stopped and burst into laughter.
This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less.